What happened? That's what drivers all over the state are wondering when they go to fill up at the gas pump. Even though crude oil fell to a record 6-year low earlier this week, gas prices are going in the other direction, up. And Patrick Dehan of GasBuddy.com is here to tell us why. First, Patrick, as we speak, right now, what's the average price per gallon for Michigan?
It's rising still. Detroit's at $2.92. Michigan is right there with it. Prices up 40 cents a gallon overnight. A lot of this already happened yesterday when stations across the state started going up to $2.99. But in Detroit, prices have been jumping up to $3.19, it looks like.
And this has all just been since last weekend, right? Because it was pretty decent last weekend.
Really, all since Monday. Things were calm and collected Monday, and looking at a price chart here, it looks like somebody's rolling down a hill, and then it looks like we're climbing Mount Everest right now at the pump.
And the reason is?
Well, a lot of this is because of weekend problems at the nation's seventh largest refinery. That is the BP refinery in Whiting, Indiana, a refinery that serves many states in the Great Lakes.
And do we know what happened there?
According to sources, they had to shut down a unit, the largest gasoline-producing unit at that refinery over the weekend due to a mechanical issue. It sounds pretty significant. It's not just equipment at this point. There could be a rupture. I was told by a source that the integrity of the unit had been compromised, and now BP has to very carefully evaluate how to fix it, and it may be several weeks.
Several weeks. No one is liking hearing that, I can tell you that.
You and I both. I do not like the prospect of having to deliver more bad news, nor do I like filling up for over $3 a gallon.
I paid $2.31 a couple of weeks ago to a small town in West Michigan, which was pretty sweet. We have a coworker who said he paid $2.24 at a place on the Detroit-Dearborn border, and that was just on Monday, and now we're all looking at $3.
How quick things can change. It's maddening. It's frustrating. There's a lot riding on this summer. Why? Because gas prices had been relatively cheap. Motorists have never traveled more. Those numbers from the Department of Transportation, which monitors how many miles we're traveling. This comes at a time when demand had already been off the charts. Refineries previous to this BP issue had been refining nearly 100% of their capacity. And so now we're at a situation where that capacity is reduced because of this outage, and perhaps demand is going to outpace supply, and the market is in a panic over what's going on at BP.
And you know this, and you probably hear it all the time. A lot of folks out there figure now there's more to it. There's a sense that something is going on and they're using the refinery as an excuse to jack up prices. But, you know, dream cruise, Woodward dream cruise, summer vacation. But you're saying it's really not that simple.
It's a much bigger issue. Gas prices do not react to small events or races or community events. This is something just like the Dow Jones Industrial Average changes every day. It's not influenced by calendar events. It's not influenced by the Dream Cruise. It's just a global commodity, and there are so many factors that go into the price of crude and gasoline. It's much more complex than just say, oh, hey, well, there's a lot of demand for the Dream Cruise. Oil companies, first of all, aren't arbitrarily raising prices themselves. This is a market force.
From where your perspective is at GasBuddy.com, Patrick, what's your best guess how long this spike is going to last?
Well, I wish it was done tomorrow, and I wish I had better news. But this is something that sources tell us may take a few weeks for BP to iron out. Now, it sounds bad, but this is the only kink in the hose. The cheap gas prices are waiting in the fold, and unfortunately, because of this refinery, the hose is kinked. But once BP fixes this refinery, and trust me, it's not in their interest to remain down a second longer than necessary because they're not making money while the refinery is down. So once it's unkinked, lower gas prices are going to be coming out in a hurry.
And I promise you, we'll call you so you can deliver that good news. How's that? We got a deal?
We have a deal.
Patrick Dehan is with GasBuddy.com. As always, thanks so much, Patrick.
My pleasure.